Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes on top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, cause the money ain't a thing.
Turn it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the thing. When you hit the
1 o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. This hour of Zolak and Bertrand brought to you by Stop and Shop, official supermarket of the New England Patriots. They have everything you need to make your Sunday afternoon football party a huge success. Get details at stopandshop.com. Let's welcome in from pregame.com, its founder, the man, the myth, the legend, RJ Bell, joining us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Bertrand, that is. RJ, what's up?
It's Bertrand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a little trouble with my own name.
We got that. Yeah.
What is RJ stand for? We had some late nights.
Randall James.
Oh. Attaboy, Randy.
Hey, we're over Randy.
Nice. Nice.
RJ, before we get into some football stuff, Red Sox are now moving on to the World Series, and we assume they will be the favorite because they were pretty strong in terms of the World Series odds before they won this series. Do you think that'll be the case?
Yeah, and with home field especially. Against the Dodgers, I'm not sure how big of a favorite. And you might say, well, you know, Milwaukee is just as good, or some might say that. But when you get to World Series betting, it's both the merits and it's the reality of public perception. And Milwaukee's a very small market. And remember, one last thing, it might actually make Boston, the Red Sox, a good bet, and I'm not sure yet, but the Dodgers, L.A., has a geographic proximity, obviously, to Vegas, and that affects L.A. teams because on the weekends, you get a bunch of people coming into Vegas from L.A. They tend to bet the Dodgers, not only in that game that might happen or games over the weekend, but also for the series and such. So, but I do think you add it all up, Red Sox will be, in all circumstances, favored in the World Series.
All right, let's get to the weekend, and that is in the NFL. So why don't we start with you?
You've
got a pick here on the local team.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots hit 38, 38, and 43. Haven't won on the road. Big spot for them. They're only favored by 3.5. I think it opened at 3, RJ. Is that a weird spot?
When you said they haven't won on the road, what do you mean?
They haven't won a game on the road yet this year.
Is that right? I haven't even looked at that.
Yeah, they lost in Jacksonville, lost in Detroit. Back-to-back. That's interesting.
Yeah. That said, New England is the best road favorite in the NFL, and it's not even close. So let's think over the last 10, 15 years. Let's think about what that means. Now, you might say, oh, they used to be a lot better. Well, the spread accounts for that, right? In theory, the spread is accounting for how good the teams are. So now the question is, situationally, how good is a team? Now, what are the problems with road favorites? One, being on the road, you're out of your element, so the details matter. We all know when we travel, people who are meticulous, you know, a buddy of mine is a football operations guy. He has been for a long time, my best buddy actually growing up. When he shows up, he's got his credit cards in a binder. He's got each one. He's got photocopies of all of them in another binder. Like, nothing's going to happen he's not ready for on a trip. Me, I'm stuffing stuff in my bag on the way out the door, right?
Yeah.
Belichick's got the binders, right?
Oh, I like that.
And to me...
Did he get them in Air Mall, that magazine? Sky Mall?
It wasn't with Mitt Romney. We know that much. But the fact of the matter... remember the women of binders?
Yeah, women of binders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have binders full of women.
There it is. Okay. So to me, it makes sense that Belichick in this very meticulous team is good on the road. Here's the stat. When the Patriots are favored on the road by 3 or more, they've won 78% of their games straight up. 53 and 15 straight up.
Wow.
That is excellent. So one, I have a predisposition towards the Pats on the road as a favorite. Here's the killer, though, that I love the Pats here. And you can get 2.5 now. And at 2.5,
oh, really?
I love the Pats. Here's why. Who did Pats play last week? Well, Andy Reid, Nagy's mentor. So now you got Belichick with really 2 weeks to get ready for the same kind of offense.
Oh.
And just like a chess player, Belichick showed some stuff in that KC game that Nagy's going to look at and adjust for. But Belichick's already got a move, I'm sure, ahead. And especially against a young quarterback, Trubisky, Belichick's complexity on defense, big advantage. I actually like the Patriots a good bit here. One of my better bets of the week, -2.5.
Look at that. Right. So doing well for yourself. How do you feel about the other team that is coming off the loss from last Sunday night in the Kansas City Chiefs?
I think right now, and let me ask you guys, and I give you a ton of credit, and I'll be honest, I do a ton of radio. I've got my own show. I love the feel of this show. Like most shows, when they come in on the intro with the music, it's like 5 seconds, and that those guys can't just, they just want to talk so quick. You let the music play a little bit.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, I love it. I try to do that myself. I love it. And I also like you guys are not, you know, total homers, right? Obviously, you're fans, but you're not total homers unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, we got swagger.
Is if I asked you, you could have the Patriots. I'll take the Chiefs. Any other team makes a Super Bowl, it's no bet. But if KC makes it, I win. If New England makes it, you win. Would you take that at even money?
Yeah.
I would. Yeah.
See, I would too. I like Kansas City. So that's interesting. Would you agree Kansas City's favorite to have home field?
Yeah, because of their schedule. Yeah. You look at their schedule the rest of the year, it's easier than New England's. Absolutely.
Well, if you look at their schedule so far, Kansas City's easiest game was on the road on Monday Night Football against Denver. And it's not even close. Think about it. They played the Chargers, who look mighty good now. They play the Steelers and obviously the Patriots. You go up and down the list. It's by far the toughest schedule so far for Kansas City. So you're saying you think Kansas City's favored to have home field, but you still think
right now. But this is why I thought that was a must-win for New England, because if you get 3 games behind, you got no shot. You got a shot to catch KC. You need to get it even because you got them in head-to-head.
Yeah, well, you have a shot, but if we agree that KC's favored to have home field, what do you think the line is if KC is hosting New England
for an AFC championship game?
The line's 3.
I would say because
home field gives you 3.
Yeah. And then these are even so. Maybe you are a little more homers than I thought. Okay, now in this game though, I don't want to bet the Chiefs, and here's why.
Okay.
When they're off of 5-0 teams who lost their last game, so they win 5, they lose game 6.
Little dip.
Or 10-17 against the spread. Now, that's not enough to say, I'm going to blindly play against the Chiefs. But the psychology makes sense, right? Is you have, you win, you lose. It's a tough game. Now you're laying 6 against a pretty competent Bengals team. I do think the Bengals are overrated. They've had more coin flip wins than losses. Eifert's out. That's a problem. They're tight end. So I would lean Chiefs. It's a little rich at -6 for me to bet.
All right. RJ, big college football game tomorrow. Michigan at Michigan State. Wolverines are laying 7.
This is one. We have a little feature called a crossfire. It's pro on pro aggression.
That's the key. Triangulation of crossfire.
What's that from?
That's JFK.
Oh, okay. I got to check that out. Yeah. Actually, now I remember. That's cool. So to me, this is a game where in college where there's really sharp guys on each side. One is saying, hey, Michigan State, the little brother syndrome, in the last 10 years, they're 10-0 against the spread against Michigan. All right, 10-0. On the other hand, Michigan is maybe better than they seem, because that loss to Notre Dame looked pretty bad. Now we're looking at Notre Dame and saying, this is a potential playoff team. To me, I'm watching. When the pros are on each side, I tend to watch. But I'm an Ohio State grad, so if you force me to play, I'll take Michigan State.
Love it. Okay. I just like throwing out the spreads in rivalry games and just say, whoever the dog is, I'll take it, because there's so much juice in these games. And plus, Michigan State is home, so I like it for a variety of reasons.
Now, I would say this, though, in that theory quickly, is if a team has given up on their season and then there's a last rivalry game late. That phenomenon you just said is correct. It's like their bowl game.
Okay.
But Michigan State, their season is nothing to be given up on, and neither is Michigan.
Right.
So I think that both teams are just naturally motivated here.
Okay.
But later in the year, when you get those bad teams in their biggest game, their motivation tends to increase.
Okay.
All right, final one for you. We got Phil Perry with us again today, RJ. So
hey, RJ, just thrilled to be on with you again this week, man. 2 weeks in a row. It's a treat for me.
My pleasure.
I love the Ravens at -2.5 this week hosting the Saints. I don't think the Saints defense is very good. The Ravens will be able to score. And the last time the Saints played a halfway decent defense against the Browns, they only scored 21 points.
I think we found the sharpest guy on this show.
Whoa!
You need to be on this segment more just to even things
out.
What
I'm talking about, RJ.
Now, here's the thing. There's a contest in Vegas. It's a super contest, and there's two of them. One's a $1,500 entry. One's a $5,000 entry. That one is winner take all. It's going to be about $700K this year. We're in it. We are two games out of first place, all right? So we're in eighth place, but two games out. And by the way, if I win, I'm going to be missing that Friday probably. But the guy, one of the guys on my team, he is actually – we all pick one game a week. He's 6-0 so far. His pick is the Ravens. I love the Ravens, too. I mean, here's the stat of the week. In the second half of games this year, the whole year, there's been six games for the Ravens, 12 quarters, right, third and fourth quarter times six. They've yielded their defense 15 points in 12 quarters. In 2018, this is a defense that's clearly the best now that Jacksonville seems to be down. And the line is less than 3. So the only way you think this makes sense is if the Saints are clearly the better team. You add in the home field for Baltimore, which is better than average. The Saints are weaker than average on the road relative to their home performance. Ravens -2.5, one of my best bets.
RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press.
Hey,
RJ,
real quick, yes. I just heard one person clapping. How many are in the studio?
That's the sharp guy. That was the sharp guy clapping.
Sharpie
McSharp. Sharp.
Follow RJ on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. RJ, you're the best. Thanks,
as well. Buddy.
Thanks, RJ.
Thanks, guys.
That is RJ Bell with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Phil, appreciate your time today as well.
Thanks, boys. Football fix.
He's walking out of here on air after RJ called the sharpest guy in the room.
Cloud
peacocking.
And he loves RJ Bell. No one loves that segment more than Phil Perry.
Does anybody else in here have goosebumps or just me?
617-779-0985. We got a couple more segments to continue to talk Red Sox and get all your calls in. And we've got today's takeaways. The fake promo should be a good one coming up today at 1:50.
Ah. It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm ready to go. I mean, I talked to him when we got here to Houston in the off day, and the chance of him starting game 5, he's up to the challenge. He gave us a chance to win the ball game, and that's what we're looking forward to tonight.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified.
David Price.
Well, I don't think we've ever seen a starting pitcher prepare for his start, much like David Price did yesterday in the bullpen.
Found something in the bullpen last night, and it kind of carried over to today.
As he takes a call, strike 3. David Price has excellent command to start. And a ground ball to Bogarts. And David Price gets that shutdown inning.
Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Hold on, I will survive.
David Price. Hold them for as long as you can, and I know you hate to hear that, and allow your team to be pesky.
Mariznick, right off the end of the bat. Price fields it, throws it, long dug out, and it's in time. What a play. Price is a huge story developing, and a swing and a miss. It's his ninth strikeout for David Price. That is a new career postseason high.
And I'm sure David Price has mountains and mountains of crow to dish out, because he finally has his moment as a starter in the postseason.
Twelve thirty 1:23. Looking at the clock like, wait. It's been a long week.
Cake.
10:07.
That's pretty good by
11:02. Like, wait. Is it really only 12:40?
Makes me want to go skiing.
Doesn't make sense. That's David Price last night. It was masterful. He was great.
What makes you want to go skiing?
Cake. Good ski man. Like I it takes me back to like go up to the mountains and just listen to
what?
Like, a lot of grind. I used to go skiing a lot in the '90s and
wait, what are we even talking about?
Cake. Going the distance. That Cake sings that.
You put on the Fashion Nuggets CD and just listen to it all the way to the mountain three times.
Some snowboards and some flannels and go there and drink some craft beer and listen to Cake. It's good. Takes you. Music takes you there, man.
All right.
That's a good picture.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping.
I'll just talk over it. Just roll it.
Yeah.
David Price was great last night. You can keep going. You don't have to shut it off. I said roll it, Jim. Damn it. It's Friday. Let's have a little fun.
We're not rolling with the changes. We're going to roll with Cake.
Oh, he got to stop it for a reason. That's not the clean version. Couldn't keep playing that one.
That's why I want him to roll it. I thought Jim was stupid. Not so stupid. He's going.
All right. David Price was fabulous last night.
He's good.
I know Zoe doesn't want to give him full credit.
Full credit.
He doesn't want to give him the full credit.
He was great last night. Legendary for what a lot of people are terming it is a little stretch based on I know we've lowered our expectations a little around here.
Do you think that series was a memorable series? I think it is for the last two games.
I think it was entertaining as hell. Entertaining as hell. Yeah. Going over the back to last weekend.
What would have made you stand up and take notice and say everybody needs to agree? If six innings of shutout baseball and allowing only three hits and three hits and striking out nine in those six innings,
because like Eovaldi did that.
That's not a.
You know what I mean? Based on our expectations for this specific pitcher and how he was,
but you've got to factor in that your expectations for him last night were that he was going to suck again, and then he didn't.
Okay, good.
He was actually really good for once.
I said it was great last night.
So I give him all the credit in the world.
He was great last night.
Don't give me the whole game five, pressures off, Shaughnessy routine. I'm not buying it today.
No,
this guy, every time he's taking the mound in the playoffs, has the pressure of the fact that he knows everyone thinks he stinks.
And I also want to compliment him even further based on how he handled the post game, because I think
he was great.
He realizes and recognizes, I haven't done enough here yet. And I got one more in me, and I need to go out and pitch my ass off. And if he could do that, then he could take his damn victory lap and do whatever hell he wants to any detractor he's had.
So the Red Sox have done a good job of sort of using what's being said about them to motivate them. You know, Alex Gore talked about Evan Roberts crapping on David Price yesterday on MLB Network.
Right.
They talked about, you know, different from media motivation, but when he did talk about actually. This is media related. Game two, he said everyone wrote them off in New York. Everyone thought they had lost the series when they lost game two in the Yankees series. He's also obviously used to their advantage. The players have used Alex Bregman's Instagram post. They have used Aaron Judge playing New York in Fenway Park, going back to New York in that series. They've used all these little things. David Price last night telling Bregman, why don't you post that? Screaming over the top of the dugout fence. Great. Well, everyone loves that. Loves to see that. Do your trash talking after you've won. Mm. That's when you put it right back on the other guy. There's this do damage thing.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to get to this. This little hashtag.
Which sort of ties into it because this comes from Brian Cashman back in August saying, well, we play them with head to head. You know, we do damage against those guys.
Oh, is that what that's from?
That's what it's from. It's Brian Cashman saying that the Yankees would do damage against the Red Sox.
What do the Yankees have to do with this? Like, why would you see to your point then, right?
I just think that MLB tries too hard where every team had to have a slogan going into these playoffs.
Like, dirty water would have been better. Hashtag dirty water. Yeah, because that's like, that's her thing.
I just think that.
I never understood do damage until you just brought it up. It's okay. I remember that now by Cashman.
Like, I think there have been organic things that the players have come up with over the year. 2003, they had Cowboy Up.
Win, dance, repeat
right?
From 2 years ago or whatever.
Cowboy Up was Kevin Millar coming up with that. You know, 2004 was the Why Not Us type of thing, right? That was sort of one of those things that Schilling brought with him in 2004. I don't know what there was in 2007. I can't quite remember. As most people sort of forget that team. 2013.
Maybe it was the Beckett thing. I got 18 days off. I do what I want when I'm eating.
That was years after 2007. Yeah. He was great.
I know he was.
Fabulous in 07.
But that was his year.
2013 was Boston Strong for obvious reasons.
Sure.
It just feels like there are other organic things that have happened over the years.
Than Do Damage.
I see stupid Do Damage shirts. I'm like, eh. Has anyone really been saying that? Or is that, it's like someone forcing a slogan on you. We have talked about this very same topic with the Patriots. Forcing slogans on people that are not all that organic.
I have one more request.
One more.
Is this bugs
one
you?
One more. Who the hell was saying one more? When it was do your job, you're like, well, that's legit.
No days
that's
off.
One more. One more.
Yeah. Like, this bugs you, the little slogan thing. Yeah. Like, I got my thing with the uniforms. Can I just run one request before Tuesday night? Can we put the all whites on? Can we put the playoff whites on one time?
Like, so they wore them Sunday. We've said it a million times. They wore them Sunday night.
It's the World Series now, Jim. Don't break out the red shirts.
That's all.
What are you so angry about?
You said, can we have them
what
one
are you,
time?
Sleep in a red shirt? Everybody's angry on it.
You just said, can we have them one time?
Meaning, can we just, for the series, just for an entire series,
do you want to know what the Dodgers one is in case it comes to this?
Sure.
The Dodgers one is determined. That's their slogan.
Oh, this is the double D.
And, like, this is the thing that bothers me. Every team, it's sort of like the NFL when they assigned those hashtags, right? And we mocked the NFL. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing in baseball. They assign now for Milwaukee, our crew, our October.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh. Wow. I mean,
that doesn't make any sense.
There are teams that have been eliminated. The Atlanta Braves won for each other was their slogan. Cleveland's. Rally together. Yeah, I don't know. Not really.
No days off.
Yeah, that's sort of.
No days off. No days off.
Oakland's was win for Hero Town.
No days off. No days off.
That's his Let's Go Reds.
No days off.
It's so loud. Can you turn him down? He's annoying me now. The Rockies one is one they've used before, Rocktober, instead of October.
Cake.
And the Chicago Cubs one was Fly the W, which is obviously, that's
organic.
Pre-existing
that's
thing that they've always had.
Yeah, Eddie Vedder.
Do Damage. Does anyone feel connected to Do Damage?
No.
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 Absolutely not.
Maybe it's because of Hurricane. I don't know.
Huh?
Like, Do Damage. What's that? Like, and it's a Yankee statement. It's not even your statement. Like, it's a Yankees guy, and it should have been theirs.
I feel like we've got a bit of a Red Sox caller's delight developing here because we got one more segment that we can get to your calls.
Well, what we're going to do is we'll do that then.
Maybe we'll play Cake in the background and take your calls.
Yeah,
and
Jim, play some Better Than Ezra.
What do you think, Jim? Think we can do that?
Play Better Than Ezra. Makes me want to go Apple Pick.
Can you find a clean version? Yeah.
Go ahead. All right, we'll work on that.
You know what? Or should we do a Boston-related song? It's up to you. Should we do like a Dropkick Murphys? I don't know.
What do you want to be, cheesy like Major League Baseball?
I think we should do it.
You want to do our own thing?
Jim?
You wanted to hear Cake.
I want to hear Tessie now.
We could go the distance with the callers.
I mean, we could do Cake, but
I'll send us out to find out what we're going to do next. How's that?
Play Primus. Makes me feel like going to Lowe's.
Do it. What's that, Jim?
So we'll make the decision during the commercial break, and the listeners have to stick around and find out
how it goes this.
We'll hook my truck up to yours, and we'll see who can pull each other's truck further.
Sports Hub headlines.
I don't know what happened. I know the Red Sox won last night, 4-1 over the Astros in Houston, and Andrew Benintendi tracked down that final fly ball, ran down the hallway out there in left field at Minute Maid Park, made the catch. Tell us all about it, champ.
I was thinking just catch it. I don't care if I run into the wall or anything. I was willing to run straight in the wall to catch that thing. And, you know, once I had it tracked and knew where I was excited to celebrate with the team.
They'll either play the Brewers or the Dodgers in the World Series. LA is up 3-2 in the series. Game 6 tonight in Milwaukee. First game of the World Series, Fenway Park, Tuesday night, 8:09, first pitch. Bruins lost to the Oilers in Edmonton, 3-2 in overtime last night. Second night of back-to-backs, both losses. They'll have the night off before they play the Canucks in Vancouver tomorrow night. Celtics play the Raptors in Toronto tonight. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell have the call, as always, right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by BU, Boston University's men's hockey at Aganis Arena. Purchase season tickets and get the best games, including BC, Providence, and Northeastern. 617-353-GO-BU. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Caller's delight.
Caller's delight.
Load them up.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes. The flags go up. Churning and burning. They yearn for the cup. They definitely.
We are racing to the finish line of this week on Zolak and Bertrand.
Can't wait.
That's what we're doing. This song came out 22 years ago this week.
Damn right it did. You're damn right it did.
October 15th, 1996. When the idea of the Red Sox being in the World Series was far-fetched, and the idea of them winning the World Series was even more far-fetched. And here we are, Red Sox back in the World Series with a chance to win it for the fourth time since 2004. Let's get to it.
That's
Rick's in Worcester.
Here we go.
Rick, go.
Hello?
Go ahead, Rick. You're up.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Good.
Good. You know, you guys were trying to remember what the 2007 slogan was.
Yes.
Yeah, it was you know, somewhat forgetful. Excuse me. It was a bit long, so it actually took up the front and the back of T-shirts, and
long set.
Yeah, didn't have a whole lot made.
What was it?
Better be
good. Basically, it was. Well, we don't suck as much as we did last year. We're not the greatest team ever.
A stupid call.
Is Ken
that 07 team was a wagon.
Ken from
Lowell. That 07 team was a great team.
Ken from Lowell, better call.
Like a buzzsaw. They went through everybody, that team. They got down in the Indian series, but they shouldn't have been in that position.
Was he thinking 13?
They were better than everybody.
He was thinking 13.
Maybe.
He was thinking
07. Was, they were a good team in 07. Brian's in Fitchburg. Brian.
You know what? I don't know what that guy's talking about. That 2017 was a wagon.
Yes.
I agree with you. You guys don't remember what their slogan was?
No.
It was Sarge sucks.
I don't agree with those calls. I don't think.
No, we don't agree with it. But we like when those calls happen.
Dennis is in New Hampshire. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing, Beto?
Doing well.
What do you think of Sarge?
Good. Hey, listen, I think that thing on Malcolm Butler, I think the reason why he missed his plane, I think he thought that Bill said snow days off.
Oh, man. It's such a bad joke. Bob is in Rhode Island. He's got a real Red Sox thought, right, Bob? Bob? Robert?
This may be the best.
Was there a show meeting about Caller's Delight, or is this just an executive decision by someone?
Executive decision.
Yours?
Yes.
Andy and Peabody. Andy?
Hello.
Hello. It's been a while, hasn't it? Yes.
Hello, Andy.
You Brit?
Hello. I was just calling to say that anytime a microphone was in front of the manager or the GM of the Astros, all they did was complain.
They are a bunch of wine bags, aren't they?
Whiny babies. You lost. Get over it.
Nice.
Go Sox, baby.
Yeah, little bitches.
They were a whiny group.
Going back to do some fillings.
John in Vegas, yeah. Andy's a dentist. John.
Ken and Lowell doesn't call. Hey, what's up?
So I have a would you rather for you.
Let's do it.
Oh, yay.
Let's do it.
Would you rather have David Price start Game 7 of the World Series, or would you rather host 4 hours of weekend radio with Sarge? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
I'm going to go with Price.
I kind of saw that one.
Wow.
I kind of saw that one coming.
Yeah. It's okay.
He was too happy.
I like when the calls are coming.
The man, the myth, the legend, Ken in Lowell.
Oh, Ken in Lowell.
Kenny.
Hey, boys. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, listen, I don't want to rub it in or anything like that, but I said the bullpen is currently constituted as capable of winning the World Series. And you guys laughed me off the air.
Yeah, but you always call back.
Well, yeah, when I'm right, I got to call back, right? I mean, you know. But like I'm saying, there's one thing I want to say. There's one point I wanted to make. If Chris Sale is still ill with that intestinal virus thing going on.
Yeah.
First of all,
I think he was eating some prosciutto and it made him sick.
Yeah, well, yeah, all right, then don't do that. I know.
Proscato.
By the way, I looked at Proscioto or something like that is the way it's spelled. But listen, tell him and all the other Red Sox when they get this intestinal virus thing, eat rice. And one more thing.
Eat rice? What?
Eat right.
Or eat rice.
Eat rice. Eat rice. It makes your stools hotter the next day, I'm telling you.
Yeah. No, he's throwing up. He didn't have the crap.
He said rice. He did. He said rice. He didn't say rice.
It's rice. It's Bart. It's bananas, applesauce, rice, and toast.
Rice, rice, whatever.
Yeah.
It makes your stools hotter the next day. There's one thing wrong with that I wanted to say.
What are you wearing, a dog?
I think we should probably end it there.
What are you talking about?
Probably a good spot to end it.
He
swore once, almost. He had some good stool hardening techniques. And you cut him off before the payoff pitch. We had a full count with Kenan Lowell.
Sam.
It was 97. Lots of movement. He even missed that. Ump even blew a call. Should have. Oh.
Sam is in Providence. Sam?
Uncle Zoe, is he there? I got a question for
you. What's up?
I want to know who's the fastest player on the Patriots, in your opinion. What I seen off the Kansas City game, it looked like Jason McCourty. I'll hang up and let you answer.
Man, he had great closing speed, didn't he?
Yeah.
Dorsett
by far.
Okay. Philip Dorsett's the answer. Bryce
Patterson.
Rotten.
Patterson might be quick too.
Bryce,
go ahead.
Hey, is this a Zoe and Beetle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you know, Price doesn't usually pitch well. He did the last night.
Okay. I want more calls before we're done.
I want more Sarge calls.
I'm just going to move on from whatever that bad joke is. Randy, what do you got, Randy?
Hey, what's up, boys? Happy Friday. So, quickly, Jack McBride Jr., the past 3 years, he's had those stretches where he, like, hits, like, 300 and yeah. hits, like, bomb home runs.
1 month a year he gives you.
What if he does that during the postseason this year and he keeps doing that?
That's great. He's not going to have a chance to do it in those National League ballparks, though. The manager already said that last night without saying it. Joe and Revere, Joe.
Joey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, my
how
man.
How are you doing, Joe?
Good.
Joe, how are you?
Love you.
Hey, have a good call Sunday in Chicago.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
Hey, I waited almost an hour last night to talk to you guys. And how about Price? He finally did something good for the team.
How about it? Phone crapped out.
Love Joe.
Ian and JP. Ian.
Hey, Mark, what's up? It's Ian from UMass.
What's going on?
How are you, buddy? I just wanted to remind you of the story of Mikey M. from UMass when he went to bed on the wrong floor of the dorm room.
We had a big conversation about caller's delight. You know, it was a show meeting.
Keep going.
I remember who Mike was. I don't remember the story of him going to bed on the
floor. Where'd he sleep? What happened that night?
I don't remember that.
Where'd you go?
Last one, Chris in the truck.
Zolak and Beetle, here's your caller's delight. The Red Sox are a powerhouse. There's two outs. So you got Benny Tendo, by the way. My mouth can't talk. So it's J.D. Martini, and every time he hits a home run, it's bartender, get me another. And it's Mookie Boots. The pink hats are stupid. I love this team. The Coors Lights are in the fridge, though. The socks are rolling. The Pats are rolling. And if I can, a little shout-out to Baby Lily out at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're never doing that again. We do it, like, once a year.
And
then by the end of it, we remind ourselves we don't do it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah,
considering
we had a lot of calls that were waiting all day.
Yeah,
we were never doing it again when we did it for the last time ever.
Hardy, don't be such a buzzkill.
You
just lighten up for once.
You did it.
I did.
Do you have regrets?
Yeah, every time.
Are you having Proscato at your party tonight?
Come on, Kenan Lowell was worth it.
Yeah, Proscato.
Takeaways next.
You spelled it.
Proscioto or something like that is way it's spelled.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
Okay, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the team that's going to the World Series, the Boston Red Sox. We have a fake promo Friday. How about this? The Mega Millions real quick, though. Almost $1 billion.
Oh. Well, that's random, but I'll be buying tickets.
Wow, I just saw
that. Thanks for the reminder.
$980 million it's up to.
Yeah, I was talking about this. You know, every time this happens, everyone sits there and talks among themselves about what they're going to do.
Yeah, God.
And I say, if I win, you guys will never hear from me again.
By the Bruins.
So, I mean, if you win tonight, nothing. Just not a word.
You'll get a piece, but no, I'm not coming back here.
How much would it cost for me to hold the door so you could go off?
Gone.
For a half hour.
I'm gone.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Jim, hold the door.
I'm out. I'm not coming in on Monday. Sorry.
Who's going to do Patriots preview?
Don't care. How many promos we got?
A lot. Go.
All right. Midday's at 10,
Zolak and Bertrand. Well, this is the moment, man. This is where freaking Sale coming back with an MJ game, like 102 fever pitches, lights out, and this is the start of the myth right here, man. I love it. I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Why are you such a buzzkill? Come on. He's all excited.
I'll tell you what, hearing it a second time around, it makes more sense. I couldn't hear that caller all that well.
That was the problem.
The day he called, right? I'm like, now I actually know what the kid said.
And you were almost waiting for some sort of a punchline.
He was talking about the fever game when Jordan was sick.
Yeah.
But there are some people, the second they start talking, there's something about the frequency of their voice that just kind of lulls you into a hypnotic state, and you don't really hear anything they say.
That's like, 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Michelle continues to get better. When he ran over that linebacker.
Continued to reinforce what you were thinking about Sony Michel.
Yeah.
Sony Michel, another 100-yard performance. What'd you think of his day? I'd like to apologize for Monday's show. Probably the worst show in the history of this show.
I'll spend a couple.
I would like to apologize. You deserve better as a listener than what you got on Monday.
Come on.
Fact.
Done worse.
I did it last week. Like pretty bad.
Here we go.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, it's thick.
Oh, it's nice.
Nice and thick. Yeah, warm.
Yes.
There you go.
Nice.
It's going to last you a long time.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Even Hardy says it's nice.
So
what the hell were we talking about?
My sweatshirt.
The sweatshirt.
Yeah, sweatshirt.
Oh, it's thick.
It's set up perfectly.
It's smooth.
It's going to last a long time.
What kind of weave is that, Hardy?
Pro weave.
That's a pro weave.
Reminds me of my Russell Pro cotton. Might be wearing that one on Monday after a big game
with
tomorrow.
The holes? Oh, that's right.
Big game tomorrow.
Little brother plays big brother.
I'll be wearing it tomorrow. I might wear it on Monday, too. Give everybody a treat.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, guys, I didn't hear the beginning part of anything, but what's the status on Chris Sale? And another thing, why do they call it intestinal virus and not diarrhea?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I love that man.
I know. I was so happy when he called today.
Because he was throwing up. He didn't have the, you know what.
It's coming out the other. Zolak and Bertrand.
A cowardly immigrant.
Delete.
Courageous immigrant,
cocky immigrant.
Was part of the group that bought the Boston Redskins and moved to Washington.
A cocky immigrant.
Do you know, first
Loopy
of all.
Loopy Loon.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
I hope
Hub.
That Gammons directs some of that to David Price, who was upset with Bregman last night, or was giving Bregman the business.
Good to see Peter was stable last night.
Is David Price considering the history of his courageous immigrants and his family? I mean, how dare he tell him to post that?
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Tell you what, he's a strong dude.
And I bet you got popped in the face.
But there's people
once.
In between. Just put him in my face one time. Just get him one time. And then bang.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
One time.
Pow!
Last one.
Forget it.
Is this the last one?
Is this it?
I hope.
Two more.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Boom, done.
It loses its potency, doesn't it?
Unless you stick your finger in it, you can't ever get the smell off your finger.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's the pre-chopped garlic jar, a little mini jar that you get, you put on your door in your fridge, and it sits there for months.
Oh, my.
And you get that garlic juice on your finger.
Boom, done.
That's done. Slap chop.
All right, last one. This is my favorite one from the week.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, guys. What's going
on? Hey, Coach, how you doing, buddy? First question I want to ask you was about just the preparation going into this year. Do you feel a sense of, I don't want to say stress, but from an expectation? It seems pretty good. And there's some changes, you know, around the East. Players have talked about that the East now goes through Boston. Do you feel some of that pressure?
No.
How
long was it? 42 seconds?
Layering.
Was that 42 seconds?
The inaugural Scott Cordishy question of the week.
Yeah. No. And that was it. That was the end of it. And that's the end of this show. Red Sox are going to the World Series. Next week should be a great week.
Another long week again.
Patriots on Sunday. I'll be back with you Sunday morning, 10 a.m. for pregame. Zoe will have the call of the game. Felger Maz coming your way next.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Hey, listen, I don't want to Proskiodo or something like that is the way it's spelled.